उद्देश्य जो रेडियो नेपाल आईएमटी का प्रसाद खड्गा न्यूज द हेडलाइन्स फर्स्ट प्राइम मिनिस्टर पुष्पकमल दाहाल प्रचण्ड रिटरेट्स नेपाल्स कमिटमेन्ट टू वर्किङ फर कलेक्टिभ वेलबिङ अफ बिमस्टेक रिजन प्राइम मिनिस्टर दाहाल स्रोज टू फर्म रेगुलेटरी बडी टू रेगुलेट कोअपरेटिभ सेक्टर न्यूली अपोइन्टेड मधेस प्रोभिन्स चीफ मिनिस्टर सतीश कुमार सिंह टेक्स ओथ अफ अफिस एण्ड सिक्रेसी फर्म्स 14 मेम्बर क्याबिनेट टुडे 12 And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi elected as leader of NDA coalition to form new governance under his leadership. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says Nepal is fully committed to working for the collective well-being of the peoples of Bay of Bengal initiative for multisectoral technical and economic cooperation, BIMSTEC region. In a message delivered on the occasion of the 27th anniversary of inception of the BIMSTEC, Prime Minister Dahal expressed Nepal's unwavering commitment to the objectives and principles enshrined in the BIMSTEC Charter. The head of the government also stated that the regional cooperation stood as Ministry of Stability, Economic Prosperity and Solidarity in today's complex, dynamic and interconnected world. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the budget for the upcoming fiscal year aims to develop the nation as a hub of information technology. Speaking at the Digital Nepal Conclave 2024, organized by the ICT Foundation in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Dahal said that the government's goal of exporting IT services worth 3,000 billion rupees in the next fiscal year, with the creation of 500,000 direct employment opportunities and 1 million indirect jobs in the IT sector. The head of the government also stated that the budget has announced to establish IT as an instrumental for economic growth, enable a legal foundation for exploring and promoting IT innovations. The Prime Minister also appealed to youths and entrepreneurs from the IT sector to collaborate in socio-economic transformations through the use of technology. Meanwhile, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma, has stated that the government has been working for implementation of policy and structural arrangements for the development of information technology. Newly appointed Chief Minister of this province, Satish Kumar Singh of Janamat Party, took an oath of office and secrecy before Province Chief Sumitra Bhandari today. Meanwhile, the new Chief Minister constituted 14-member Council of Ministers today itself. The ministers also took oath of office and secrecy. Province Chief Sumitra Subedi Bhandari appointed Singh to the post after he submitted his claim with the support of CPN UML, CPN Mao Center, CPN Unified Socialist, and Nagarik Unmukti Party, among others. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says that the cooperative movement should be headed in the path of socialism. Inaugurating the first National Conference of Cooperative Centre Nepal in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Dahal pointed out the need of heading the cooperative movement in a right track by carrying out a study on various issues related to cooperatives. He also mentioned that the cooperatives of Nepal have been facing crisis due to impacts of global economic crisis. The Prime Minister added that the government has been adopting various measures for policy and practical solutions to address the problems of cooperative sector. He also explained that a regulatory body would be formed to regulate savings and credit cooperatives. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says the mobilization of domestic capital resources and homegrown skills should be the priority of social activists. In his address to a gathering of social activists organized by the Social Welfare Department of the CPN Mao Center in Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister urged them to contribute to the growth in production, productivity and the generation of jobs through mobilization of skills and capital. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tyle nai majale chalaune.
स्टार 14-15 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. President Ramchandra Porel has emphasized the culture of respecting moral rights so as to further strengthen democracy. Receiving declaration and conclusions of the inter-legislative forum at a program organized at the office of the president in Sital Nivas today, President Porel reiterated that the democracy is only strengthened through the culture of respecting moral authority. On the occasion, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khimre, handed over the declaration and conclusion of three assemblies of the forum held last parliamentary election in 2022. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Ravi Lamisane pledged to devise regulations at earliest so as to expedite feasibility study and research on the prospects of marijuana cultivation for medical years. At the meeting of the Parliamentary Committee of the Agriculture, Cooperative and Natural Resources today, Deputy Prime Minister Lamisane said that the adequate discussions were held on the issue of marijuana cultivation and its feasibility study. The meeting was summoned to discuss the commercial cultivation of marijuana for medicinal purpose. The issue has been also included in the newly unveiled budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2024-25. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Friday has been formally elected as the leader of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA coalition, which won the most number of seats in the country's national election. Leader Modi had to rely on coalition partners after his political party failed to win a majority on its one. After the BJP and coalition members backed him as their prime ministerial candidate, Leader Modi said that he will strive to ensure unanimity in all decisions of his next government. Mr. Modi also added that the NDA government would focus on good governance, development, quality of life and minimum interference in the lives of common citizens. Leader Modi is expected to be sworn in as Prime Minister on Sunday for a rare third term, will now form a coalition government. The U.S. has told Israel that it must fully be transparent over an airstrike that reportedly killed at least 35 people at a central Gaza school packed with displaced people on Thursday morning. Local journalists told the BBC a warplane had fired two missiles at a classroom on the top floor of the school in the Nusirat urban refugee camp. The Israeli military said it had conducted a precise strike on a Hamas compound in the school, but Gaza's Hamas-run Government Media Office denies the claim. The U.S. called on Israel to identify publicly the Hamas fighters it said it had killed, just as the Israeli military gave the names of nine of them. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, along with the hill region of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at a few places of Bagmati province, Lumbini province, and Kosi province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda reiterates Nepal's commitment to working for collective well-being of Bimistek region. Prime Minister Dahal assures to form regulatory body to regulate cooperative sector. Newly appointed Madhya Province Chief Minister Satish Kumar Singh takes oath of office and secrecy, forms a 14-member cabinet today itself. And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi elected as leader of NDA coalition to form new government under his leadership. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.